If you've turned on Zoom lately, you've probably noticed buzz cuts grown into man buns, bangs turned into heavy curtains, and roots that could make an oak tree jealous. But come Monday, virtual meetings may be a little less hairy. Tess Goodwin tells us how close contact businesses like salons could reopen this weekend.
Governor Brad Little could start the second phase of reopening the economy this Saturday, letting places like restaurant dining rooms and indoor gyms open their doors with certain restrictions. Earlier this month, Boise Mayor Lauren McClain indicated salons and tattoo parlors could stay closed in the capital until June 1st. But this week, she told Boise State Public Radio that the city will align with the governor's guidance for now.
If we haven't seen the spread, we haven't seen the increased visits to the emergency rooms, we're going to follow the lead of the governor and advance to phase two.
Christy Swanson is the owner of Red Betty Salon in Boise. She wants to reopen as soon as it's allowed, but the confusing misalignment of the local and state governments has been frustrating.
That's really made it impossible to decide when we're reopening.
When she does open, she will be the only stylist for the time being. She plans to follow guidelines such as wearing masks and practicing thorough sanitation procedures. She's just looking forward to getting back into the swing of things.
You know, I'm really honestly just excited to get back to a new form of normal, whatever that looks like. I mean, obviously it's not going to be exactly what it was before, and you know, that's okay.
Stephanie Coyle, co-owner and stylist at the one-chair salon Harry Styles, also in Boise, plans to open May 16th, but she's anxious.
No one knows what the right answer is. We're all kind of trying to follow these directions, and I think everybody is trying to do the right thing while not really knowing exactly what the right thing is.
Along with wearing masks, Coyle is booking clients with breaks in between for extra cleaning. She was worried eager clients would be frustrated with her limited availability.
For me, it's made a world of difference, my clients being understanding and kind of patient with me and my concerns.
Coyle says the most difficult adjustment will be the change in social interactions.
These clients I've had for some of them since I've been doing hair here, so they're like family, you know, I see them and we give each other hugs and we say goodbye with big hugs, and it's going to be kind of awkward to have to greet them with these, you know, challenges.
As the state continues towards reopening, salon owners and hairdressers will have to balance customer needs, the bottom line, and a safe environment. Tess Goodwin, Boise State Public Radio News.